Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Sheni of Tetzaveh. Vasisa Mishpasot Zahav. Then you'll make the settings of gold. Ushtei Sharshos Zahav Tahar Migbolos Taaseusam Maaseh Avos Venasata Es Sharshos Ha'Avosos Al Mishpasos. And two chains of pure gold from the edge, you shall make them. There will be an act of weaving, and you will place these chains on the settings. The Masa Avos, which is with an ayin, by the way, not with an aleph, means a kliya, means a braiding of different different threads. Rashi asks, what's the nature of this specific pasuk? What's it telling us to do? It doesn't tell us that you're supposed to make the chains here, and it doesn't tell us how you should attach them. Rather, this is a future tense, because in the Parsha Sachoshen, it's going to go and command how they should be made and how they should be set. Meaning, this is just to tell you that there will be a Choshen that has this chain attached to it. Vasisa Choshen Mishpat Maaseh Choshev K'maaseh Eifo Ta'aseno Zahav Tcheles V'Argman V'Solas Shani V'Shesh Moshzare Ta'aseh Oso. And you shall make a choshen hamishpat, the breastplate of law or judgment. It again shall be a woven creation, the same way that the ephod was constructed. Gold, blue-green dyed wool, purple dyed wool, crimson dyed wool, and linen, all woven together. This is how you shall make it. Rashi says, what does this mean, choshen mishpat? That it is mechaper on the perversion of judgment. Also, Mishpat in itself clarifies what you shall do, what the Mishpat shall be. Mishpat, Rashi says, can have three different meanings. Number one, the comparing of competing claims, the completion of the judgment, or the resultant punishment of the judgment, whether it be a capital, meaning Chayev Malkus or Chayev Misa, a financial, meaning money. And this means the clarification of these claims. Ravua yiye, kaful zeres orko, zeres rachbo. It shall be a square, a zeres long, and a zeres wide. Rashi says this means that it also will be folded over and placed over the heart. It will be hanging from the shoulders. Umile sabo miluas evin arba'a turim evin tur odem pitta barakis tur ha'echad. And you'll place each stone in the setting, four rows of these stones. The first row is the odem, a carnelian, carmosite, and emerald. V'tor ha'sheni, nofich, sapir, v'yahalom. In the second row, turquoise, sapphire, and an amethyst. Retor Shlishi, Leshem, Shavo, Vachaloma. The third row is a jacknith, agate, and crystal. Retor Ravi'i, Tarshish, Vishoham, Vyashve, Mishpasos, Zahav, Vihiu, Bimilu, Asam. And the fourth row, beryl, lapis lazuli, and jasper, they shall be framed in gold mountings. Rashi says that each mounting for the stones will be deep enough so that the stone fits fully into it, depth and width. He's explaining the word bimilo osam, because the word miloi means to fill, and the mishpatzos are the framings of the settings. So that each framing will go around the stone such that it's fully set into each gold setting. Avanim tihiena al shmos bnei Yisrael shteim esrei al shmosam pituche chosam ish al shmo tihiena l'shnei asor shavet. And on each one of the stones, for the names of bnei Yisrael, 12 of their names, each written in their order of birth for the 12 tribes. He explains the phrase ish al shmo means in the order of their birth. Odem is for Reuven, Pitda is for Shimon, etc. Vasisa ala choshen sharsharos gvulos maaseh avos zahav tahor. And you shall make on the choshen these chains from the edges, It shall be braided of pure gold. But she says, on the breastplate, on the choshen, is for the choshen, so it shall not move. Sharsharos, these chains, are like the roots of a tree that are stuck into the land. Vasisa ala choshen shtei tabos zahav, venasata shtei tabos agtsos hachoshen. And shall place the two braided cords from the two rings on the ktsos hachoshen, on the edges of the breastplate. Rashi asks, why are we talking about these woven braided cords again? And he explains that now we're explaining that the cords shall be placed through the rings, so because in Parshas Pekudei, this is not repeated. Shtei kitzos shtei ha'uvsos titen al shtei ha'mishpitzos v'nasata al kisfos ha'efod el mul panav. And the two edges, these two woven braided cords, you'll place on the two settings, and you will place on the shoulders of the ephod, and shall be facing him. Previously, when we were speaking about the ephod, we didn't have to speak about the arrangement of how the shoulder pieces would then connect to the choshen, but now since the choshen is here, we need to discuss it, Rashi says, as they go around the throat of the wearer, and then the heads of these two cords on the right goes into the right place, the setting, and the left goes into the left place setting. And then we'll place these place settings on the shoulders of the ephod. Rashi says each one of these. So we'll see that each one of the shoulder settings of the Avnei Shoham are holding up the choshen so it shouldn't fall off. But the bottom of the choshen, which goes to the person's stomach, it isn't attached well. And therefore, we need two more rings on the bottom, like we're going to explain. Also, it says, El Mul Panav, towards the front of it. The front of what? The front of the ephod. So to tell you that the settings of the Avnei Shoham should not go in any other place, rather resting on the top of the shoulders. Vasisa shtei tabos v'samto osama shnei kitzos hachoshen al sfaso asher el evar ha'efod baisa. And shall place two rings of gold and place them on the two bottom corners of the choshen that is on the side of the ephod baisa in its housing. Rashi explains that the two corners of the choshen, of course, refer to the bottom left and right of the choshen, like he referenced in the previous comment. And what does it mean in its housing? Baisa, it means that side should be towards the ephod, that the ephod and its place where it rests on the stomach of the kohen, then it also goes around, and this is where the choshen attaches to it. Vasisa shtei tabaos zahav inasato sam al shtei kisfos ha'efod milamata mimu panav leumas machbartob mima'al lecheshav ha'efod. You'll place two rings and take them on and place them on the two shoulders of the ephod below, from facing the place where it is connected above the weaving of the ephod. Rashi explains that it goes underneath because the settings were placed on the upper ends of the shoulder pieces, and the shoulder pieces came to the sides of course's throat, folded onto shoulders and fell down in front of him, and this is where the rings are mentioned here. The rings are placed a little bit above where the shoulder straps come up from the waistband of the ephod, and this is what it means, above the girdle of the belting of the ephod. Then they place a thread of blue and purple in the rings, and then the rings of the choshen, and they fasten them together by means of that thread on the right and the left, so the lower edge of the choshen should move forward and then go backwards and strike against his stomach, and therefore it lay against the meal. V'yikasu es hachoshen mitabaso al tabos ha'efod b'fsil tcheles l'hiyos al cheshev ha'efod lo yizach hachoshen mi'al ha'efod. And they will attach the choshen from this ring to the ring of the ephod, or the psil of tcheles, like we spoke about Rashi, v'hiyos al cheshev ha'efod, that the that's on the weaving of the ephod, and the choshen will not move from on the ephod. The yirkasu, Rashi says, means attach, and the word izach means to come off, and he says that it's an Arabic word in origin, according to Dunash ben Lebrat, the author of Dror Yikra. Venasa Aaron es Shmos bnei Yisrael b'choshen hamishpat alibo bevo el hakodesh lizikaron lifnei Hashem tamid. And Aaron will carry the names of bnei Yisrael on the choshen hamishpat on his heart when he goes into the kodesh, the area of the Mishkan, with the menorah and the shulchan. Venasata el choshen hamishpat es haurim v'es hatumim v'hayu alei v'aaron bevo lifnei Hashem venasa Aaron es mishpat. Bnei Yisrael Aliba Lifnei Hashem Tamid. You will place in the Choshen HaMishpat the Urim and the Tumim, and they will be on the heart of Aaron as he goes before Hashem, and Aaron will carry the Mishpat, the justice of Bnei Yisrael, on his heart before Hashem constantly. Rashi says, what is this Urim V'Tumim? He says it is the ineffable name, Hashem's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it's placed in the folds of the Choshen. And then, providing etymology, he explains that Urim means that it will light up his words as well as simplify his words. This is from the Gemara in Yuma. And Beis HaMikdash Sheni, there was a Choshen, because the Kohen Gadol couldn't go in without a Choshen, but that name wasn't in there. And that name, Rashi says, also is called the Mishpat. Then furthermore, Rashi says, what does it mean, the Mishpat of Bnei Yisrael? And he said the Mishpat means the decision of whether they should or shouldn't do certain things. And this was settled through the Choshen HaMishpat, that these matters of what they should do, what shouldn't be done, will be on his heart, which is the Choshen Mishpat, which sits on his heart. And through it, it's clarified what they should do and they shouldn't do. And he quotes the Gartah that says that the Choshen is Mechaper, tones for the corruption of justice. And there it's called Mishpat because it's there for the forgiveness of Mishpat gone astray.